This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time now for Art Space and Conversation, your backstage pass to Taranaki's most exciting emerging artist. Join Taran Utinga now as she talks to the artists who are exhibiting in our art space, thanks to the Toy Foundation. Welcome to Art Space and Conversation.
Welcome to Art Space and Conversation. You're with me, Phil. I'm hosting it today, and I'm with Trina Batten, who is our artist in the art space at the moment, from now right through till the end of October. So you've got a bit of time to come in and see the work. Welcome to the show, Trina.
Thank you. Hi.
Yeah, and I believe this is maybe not your first time displaying in our art space.
Not my first rodeo, no. Definitely had an exhibition in here, I think it was last February, or actually, was it this February?
I remember seeing it in here previously. Very striking work.
Thank you.
You have, yeah.
Thank you, yeah.
So what can you tell us about what you've got on display here at the moment?
There's three sets, series of works in the studio at the moment. There's one covering the connection with Treaty of Waitangi. That's to do with my Diploma of Arts. We had to base our work on just figuring out how to connect back to the Treaty of Waitangi. So I started doing a whole heap of work on ancestry. And so that's one set of works. The other is about shoes, which is a really funky series of works. And then the other one is discombobulation and mind wars. So that's about what goes on inside my brain and how I kind of have to split myself into pretty much 1,000 pieces to get through the day.
Wow, that's a big topic, that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Could you describe maybe a little bit of what that art looks like?
Yep, there's two sets out there. There's one discombobulation and then one mind wars. The discombobulation is a whole stack of canvases with half faces, eyes, ears, mouths, and then you can literally come in and just move it all around and create your own piece of artwork, pretty much, from all the faces and stuff. So that just kind of describes in visual how I feel every single day, trying to, you know, just different personalities. Being a mum, you have different personalities on top of you. Mm. You have to navigate you know, all your children's mind wars and their own discombobulation, what you face out in public, in society. Every time you sit down to pay a bill, you're sort of tearing your head apart to try to figure it all out. So that's what that's about. The Mind Wars is a book, and it's got a whole heap of my faces from all sorts of moments in my life, good moments and bad moments. I've got menopause, so a lot of it's to do with menopause. I have ADHD, PTSD, MDD, you name it, it's there. So it's all in the book.
It's the catalogue, is it?
It's absolutely. And it's a visual... It's awesome. It really is. Yeah. It's got spiders coming out of my mouth. It's got different eyes in my third eye, chops and changes. I've cut out eyes and put other eyes in. It's got all sorts going on. And that just pretty much covers what goes on inside my head every day. Mm. Paying bills, being a mum, having menopause, feeling homicidal.
You're probably not alone. Yeah.
Sure, I'm not alone. Yeah.
And I think it's quite a striking, powerful one, actually, the faces and, you know, specifically the face, because, as you say, it is about the masks and the roles that we play
in life,
right? Like, even now, the me speaking to you right now is not the same role or mask that I play when I'm, say, with my partner or here at work otherwise, right? So it's like kind of a mental thing, isn't it? Taking one off and putting another on, and parts of one at the same time.
It is. And it's not just, on a daily, it's on a minute-to-minute basis throughout the day. You know, I have to chop and change all day long. I answer Zoom calls, I answer video calls from grandchildren and children and tutors and the whole works. And that's just a moment in my day. So, yeah.
And then the book is really striking as well when it's on display out there. It's on the page with.
Have you had a look through it?
I haven't flipped through it because I saw I'm definitely going to. I saw the spiders, and they're literally like 3D models of spiders all coming out, and I was like, I'm not sure if I can turn the page.
You could absolutely turn the page. Every single page has got something coming out of here, whether it's on the top sort of visually popping out, or you pull the little bits of paper back and forth.
Oh, right, like a cool pop-up book kind of thing.
Like a pop-up book.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, if you're listening to this, come on in and have a go with the pop-up book.
Absolutely.
And play around with those faces too. We had some...
Just watch out for your clothes. Yeah. Because it's all pastel.
We had a couple of students in here a few weeks ago that were, just playing around with the faces and things.
Oh, cool.
And making different faces out of it. So.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, cool to see it connecting with people for sure.
Love that. I love that.
And maybe go back, if you could, we could go back and talk about the work that you've done that's based on the treaty. And I think, because that looks really very personal and would have been quite a process to go through looking into your ancestry.
Yeah, it was. It started when my mum went to Whanau Hui out of Owai Marae.
Yeah.
And it's really funny, I couldn't make it. And then there was a picture that was put up and my mum was sitting in amongst these Māori people and I thought, wait a minute, that's my family. So there was this sudden click that about my ancestry. So I started looking into it. I got my mum's DNA done. It came back and I was thriving to see what I was myself. So I went off and got my DNA done too, and it was really cool. But on top of that, I've met, you know, through the internet, I've met cousins, I've spoken to them, I've had my moko kowai done, which was a really sacred and really beautiful moment. And so my work has got a lot of my moko kowai being drawn and then painted. And it's pictures of myself, my mum, my great-great-grandfather, Irawa Ine Tutupe, and then just, you know, different ancestry amongst all of that, just some bits and pieces that are written up about iwi and hapu, and
I must say moko kowai is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. It started off with just the triangle.
Right.
So, and that's my Wiccan belief. So that means...
It's quite different. I haven't seen that in one before. Yeah.
So it just started with that, and that means that's kind of got all the elements in it, you know, fire, water, air, earth, and then male, female. And then when I started looking up at the ancestry, I realised that this has actually got Hawaiian base to it, so it's meaning Loki. And then on top of that, my cousin kind of showed me that we're a part of the triangle from the Hawaiian Islands to the Tahitian back to New Zealand. Right. And so I was really buzzed out about that. And then when the moko kowai came into it, he just kind of did it all around the triangle, and it just goes so beautifully.
Yeah.
And if you look up to Yati Awa, it's very similar.
Right, yeah.
So... Yeah, it all ties in so beautifully.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, it's really beautiful to see that that piece and what you've done with it as well.
Yeah.
Especially that canvas, is that of your grandmother?
Yes, that is my grandmother, Hannah Edwin. That's her maiden name, and so she was Hannah Trace. She was a bright personality, really cool lady.
Yeah. And then your other piece in there at the moment in the art space is Souls and Souls.
Yeah, the show.
I think it's like the first thing when I walk in there that kind of grabbed my attention because, first of all, it's the levels, right? You're suddenly, there's something on the floor.
Yeah.
It draws the attention immediately. And then when I look closer and I see the different things that you've attached to them all, like every one is a new discovery.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that is based from my darling grandchild who has ADHD, and he needs constant dopamine hits. Yeah. And so his mum does lots of little adventures with him, and I won't say how, but they came across bags of soles, shoes.
Yeah.
And they were brand new shoes. There's about 60 of them out there. So brand new shoes that were discarded, and I won't say what shop, but from a shop here in Taranaki, you know, big company. So they discard of their shoes into landfill. And on the tickets of the shoes, I can't quite remember without my notes, because I didn't bring them, of course, on the shoes was pretty much a little note saying, you know, that they should be recycled to a new owner constantly, right? So they were discarded into landfill and chopped so that they can't be used. And I just thought it was completely bizarre that this goes on in the fashion industry. And so I thought, what can I do with these, with all these soles of these shoes? So I chopped them a little bit more and then reconstructed the shoes and made 60 new pairs of shoes. I'm not sure if they'll hold up if anybody tries to wear them, but but they've got memory on them. They show how crazy we are, what we spend our money on, you know, mindless items in our households. and then it's got, so it's memory as a child, so I've put lots of stuff on there that make me feel good as a human, and that take me back to childhood memories. There's all sorts on there. I can't actually remember what's on there.
There was some V caps.
Yeah, so that's addiction. That covers addiction, because I've had a V addiction for 20-something years.
Since it came out.
Yeah, and then there's even, what are they called?
Pins? Drawing pins? Yeah.
Drawing pins, spiders again.
Yeah.
Spiders have come up.
Is there something about the spiders that is like, because is that a recurring...
I think the spiders is just like, you know, you see a spider coming to you, you think it's going to take over you and it's going to get you. Mm. So I think the spiders has got something to do with lots of legs and limbs and things
kind of
in
that
society.
Kind of instinctual reaction almost that we have to them. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So,
It's a beautiful piece. And I saw, that's one that people have been really investigating and looking at them closely and seeing what are the things on there.
It's pretty cool, eh? When we were setting up, these three lovely ladies came to the window and they were just buzzing out about the shoes. So it made me smile, something chronic here.
I didn't realise that you reattached them, from that story.
That's actually cardboard. They're just cardboard.
Okay, so, right.
And then I've painted all the cardboard and then attached stuff onto the top of that.
It's the simple things that you do.
Yeah,
fantastic. And I think what struck me about looking across all your pieces is the variety of different ways that you work.
Yeah.
And the different materials you use.
Yeah.
Is that something that has always been a thing for you, being kind of multidisciplinary?
I actually used to only work with wax. Wax is my thing. So I did lots of artwork to do with wax. I make candles. So, and then over the years, I've just, whatever makes me feel good. So I like to use art to move my emotions and feelings. I'm an addict, and I've been clean for 4 years now, off drugs and alcohol. And so I'd like to, at some stage in my life, well, I'm trying to put it together now, create a space where people can come in and move their emotions and feelings through art, and it's huge. It's a big thing. I go out my backyard and I spray paint, and it shifts anger and rage and confusion and all of that stuff. So using lots of different mediums within art can move different emotions and different feelings. So it's a massive tool.
Yeah. And how did you start on your journey as an artist? Has this always been a thing that you've done?
Go back 20-something years.
Yeah.
If we go back to 2001, I was in a violent relationship, and I just wanted to scream all the time, just scream it all out.
Yeah.
And I wanted to paint that, and I didn't know how to. So I went to WIT.
Right.
And started doing a Bachelor of Arts, but I couldn't make it. I was in and out of this relationship and just had teenagers at the time. I still do. And so I didn't quite finish it. I did my certificate. And so, that's where the journey kind of started. And I've come back to it now 20-something years later to finish it. So I'm in my second year of Diploma of Arts through TLC.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, finish in December. I'm so excited.
Well, yeah, keep it up because the work is outstanding. It's
incredible
and just so eye-catching when you look at these different pieces.
I have a shop in my house called Mad Alice. So my nickname's Alice. Everyone calls me Alice.
Right.
And I'm pretty mad. So we've added the the mad to it. So Mad Alice Arts and Alchemy and Atua, which is ancestry. So,
yeah.
And the alchemy is because I do skincare as well. I've started making natural skincare to kind of balance up the hormones through your smell senses and stuff and your touch senses. Natural, beautiful natural products with lots and lots of frankincense to help the menopause. I'm very slowly turning my shop where people come and fill a bag of clothes and they come and buy candles and stuff into a art space.
So oh, beautiful.
I'm about to start doing...
Whereabouts is that?
It's in Marfell, so it's in my house.
Okay. Yeah.
I've got a shop called Down the Rabbit Hole because it all fits so well.
It's down
in my beautiful dungeon that I've made bright just like out here in the art space. It's got lots and lots of art to look at. You can fill a bag of clothes for $5 of tie-dye clothes and pre-loved clothes. It's pretty funky. Shop. But I've got this massive big table and I'm about to embark on doing candle making classes and skincare making classes. So that will eventually roll into some creative art classes.
Yeah. Well, I think you've got some wonderful gifts to share.
Thank you.
So, I think that'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
So what's next? Are you working on anything currently?
Just that. Just the art class. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just getting the confidence to lead.
In some ways, it's another one of those faces to put on.
Yeah, for sure.
Go back to your discombobulation.
Absolutely is. Did you see how many faces are in there?
Yeah,
and they're all me. So
it's one of those things where, we can see, and from the outside, we can see that you've got the talent and the skills in
this
area, right? When anyone would come look at your art in the art space here. But then it's an extra step in our own minds to then realise that and then to offer classes and I'm sure your other classes that you're offering are similar in terms of their quality and what you're doing. But it's like an imposter syndrome kind of thing can kick
Absolutely in. Absolutely it is. I've just joined this woman's group and I tell you what, they've empowered me so much in the last 5 days. So we're just doing breath work and amazing work at the moment with Moana Hancock. So... Yeah, that's helped so much. And also having some pretty amazing people out there along the way, other artists that kind of help boost you.
Definitely there's some sort of community around that and supporting each other, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, so people can find you through, is it Mad Alice Arts? Is that on social media?
Yeah, on Facebook, Mad Alice Arts. If you just look Mad Alice Arts up, it'll
should
come up.
Pop up.
Yeah, there's a logo. It looks like an M and an A stuck together.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So look out for that.
Yeah.
And otherwise, do drop around, have a look at the art space. We're just in the Top Town Cinema Complex, so once you come down from the theatres... there's a nice big double glass door that you can look through and see all the art if it's after hours. If you're around here during the day, you can just pop in through the front door, say hi to us, and pop down, have a look at the art space, flick through the book, play around with the faces, and take it all in, because it's really magnificent. And it is on here until the end of October. Thank you, Trina, for displaying your art here and sharing your art with the world.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.